Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Did someone mention imaginary friends the other day in here? Were we talking about it?
I think it was just one of your imaginary friends.
Might have been
Cecil B.
Cecil. The people live in my head. I just call that social networking of the head. Some people call that multiple personality disorder. Just social networking in my head.
We just call it crazy.
Yeah, well, you know, did you have an imaginary friend when you were a child?
No.
They say now with all the technology that we have, social media and stuff, there are less and less imaginary friends.
Yeah, because you don't need one.
No.
You can get a real imaginary friend.
Exactly.
Someone on Facebook.
Okay.
That you imagine as your friend.
That's really not your friend.
But they seem like it.
But there are less imaginary friends now.
I have to feel like that's a good thing.
Yeah?
I think imaginary friends are kind of weird.
Well, that's because Tom didn't even have imaginary friends when he was a kid.
He tried. They didn't want anything to do with him.
They're like, I'm just going to disappear. I don't want this.
Why could he see me?
He can hear us.
Create a Facebook post for him anyway. I mean, a Facebook page for him.
Tom's like, can you come over and play with me? No.
That's not funny.
Imaginary friend wouldn't even play with you. Well, experts say if your kid, you know, does have an imaginary friend, that is normal. It's okay for them to have an imaginary friend.
They say it's normal, but how is that really normal?
Well, they say it's part of social development stage of kids. Like, you know.
Who says that? The crazy doctors?
Well, it could be.
Or doctors whose kid have an imaginary kid or friend, and they are like, I don't want my kid to be weird, so I'll say it's normal.
Well, they've been doing that for a long time. It's not like they just came up with this imaginary friend thing. And maybe it's a way for
the
child.
They did. They just came up with it. The imaginary
friends have been around for a long time. I know. Shh.
Oh my goodness!
Someone's whispering in Heidi's ear right now, and she's invisible.
And she ain't normal.
He doesn't know.
Heck, my imaginary friend's in jail. He was a bad influence on me.
Oh,
wow!
Yeah.
Burglary.
Oh, yeah. I've always thought imaginary friends were ghosts that the kids were talking to.
Okay.
Well, you
so
never know.
Why is it okay to have an imaginary friend if he's like benevolent, or he doesn't do bad? But if it's an imaginary friend that tells you to kill people or to throw rocks at people, then it's all of a sudden a bad thing.
Well,
because it's not a good thing to begin with.
He's just a bad imaginary friend. But children are more likely to have imaginary friends if they don't have any brothers or sisters.
Okay.
Right.
And that makes sense to me.
Yeah, because those kids are more likely to turn out weird.
Also, children who were born several years apart.
Right.
Like Heidi.
Okay.
They're not having a close friend their own age at that point.
It helps you cope with what's going on around you. You can talk to your little friend about it.
Oh, you know what? I know you do role playing with dolls and stuff.
Yeah.
And that helps you create social skills as a little kid, right? I mean, I never played with imaginary action figures.
Though. That's the thing. They're real.
Yeah.
You're just assigning a personality to them, but the imaginary friend is like invisible.
Okay, all right.
So your stuffed animal talks to you. Your Barbie doll, you know, goes shopping with you.
Yeah.
I mean, it's no different than that.
It is different. No one can see your imaginary friend, but they can see your Barbie doll.
But you have conversations with yourself quite a bit, don't you? Like in your head, like, I mean, but that doesn't have to be imaginary friend, but that still is part of just being human.
Self-talk is part of being
self-talk.
Human.
Yeah, self-talk.
Yeah, but if you're an adult and you're out in public and you've got an imaginary friend with you eating and
doing whatever,
you're going to be, somebody's going to call someone
That's
on
true.
You.
That's
you're
true.
You're going to be locked up and evaluated.
Especially if they say they're going to pick up the tab and they don't.
Wow.
I'll have what she has. Okay.
Ma'am, did you pay? No, he is.
I'm like, her friend is going to pay for mine.
And once they start buying drinks for you, whoa. They forget.
Yeah. Are there imaginary drinks there, too?
No, those are real.
Those are real drinks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.